Okay, welcome to the next talk. Fabio Alessandro Falli-Locati will tell us about private clouds do not need to be legacy. A warm welcome. Let's go.
Thank you. So today we'll be look at mostly four things. First of all, what is a cloud? Because I think it's very important to define the scope of what we are going to talk about. Second thing is, what can we learn from public clouds? And we can learn lots of things from them. They have been a very successful business model and product for the last few years, so probably we can learn something from them. And then some technologies and consideration and bets that you can do to create your own private clouds that is successful, and then draw some conclusions with some more maybe names of projects that can help you. So very quickly about me, I have been around the Linux space for the last 20 odd years, and I have done a lot of public cloud work, hyperscaler work, so I am both AWS and Google certified, and I do work for Red Hat, so I also know the private part, private cloud part as well. So why private clouds? Because obviously for many people here it's obvious why you want to have the private cloud, but why do companies also nowadays are starting to look more into private clouds as well? So the first one is technical requirements. Public clouds, even though they seem like the perfect solution, the flexible solution for every kind of issue, actually they are a hardware / software architecture. So if that specific architecture does not match your workload, then maybe the public cloud is not going to be the best suited architecture for you. Second point is a legal requirement. Obviously, public clouds are going to be external to your business unless you work in an hyperscaler. That's a different conversation, obviously, for you. But for all the others, public clouds are going to be a different company. So in some situation, this is not easily done, or it can be complex. There are also financial considerations. Even though public cloud seems very cheap, you can buy everything for a few cents, when you start to have a lot of things that maybe are running 24/7, then expenses can become higher. So there might be financial reasons to look for a different model. And then obviously there is the most plain one, which is simply because someone in your organization decided that private cloud would be a better choice than the public one. So let's start from the very beginning. What exactly is cloud? I started, as everyone,